So if all the kids want to come up, we'll do our children's sermon. And you can bring somebody with you if you want. Oh, it's all big kids. Hi, guys. Okay, well, you guys are going to be able to answer my questions so easily. All right. If you were going to play one of these games, like Uno, or even Old Maid, or Pretty Pretty Princess, and you had never played these before, how would you figure out how to play the game?
By reading the instructions.
Yeah, here's the instructions for this one. Pretty Pretty Princess is not the most challenging game, but it's pretty fun. What about Uno? Where are the instructions for Uno?
On the back.
Yep, on the back. This is one of my favorite games. And look at this. You wouldn't think you'd need them, but there are actually instructions on how to play Old Maid. You don't? You do know how to play or you don't?
I don't.
You don't? You've never played Old Maid? Or you ask each other, you kind of guess what cards are in somebody else's hand to make a pair in your hand. So I would say, Uzo, do you have a seven? And you would say, if you didn't, you would say, no, go fish. No, that's go fish. Maybe I need to read the instructions. It's kind of like that, isn't it?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
But I do know go fish.
Uza, I'm going to give these to you, and sometime during Sunday school when it's over, will you read the instructions and explain it to me later? Okay, will you pass those to Uza? Oh, well, as my mom, the school teacher, used to always say, when all else fails, read the directions. So how do you know, if we look for the instructions in a game, where do we look for our instructions on how to live a life with God? Where's our instruction book? What do you think, Tibetchi? The Bible. The Bible is our instruction book, but it is huge and thick, and some of it's hard to get through. So luckily, we have a sentence that I need someone to read that kind of makes, it's like the shortcut. Who feels like reading? Tibetchi? Okay, come on over here. All right. So this is the instructions out of the Bible on how we play the game of life, how we live. So we just read what's highlighted.
What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
Perfect. Thank you, Tibetchi. Those are our instructions. So what do you guys think it means to do justice? In your words, what's justice?
To do what is right.
To do what is right. Excellent. And what about love kindness? What do you think, Uza?
It means that you have to be good.
Being good and kind, doing right, being good, being kind, and walking humbly with God. What does that mean? Uza, do you know?
It means that you shouldn't be too rich.
That you shouldn't be too rich? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's a good plan. But I think walking humbly with God is knowing who's in charge. Are you or is God in charge?
God.
Yeah, right. So you guys know how to do it. Ready? Okay, so say, what does God want of us? To do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with your God. You guys have it. Well, come on here and let's pray. Before you guys go off to Sunday school. Now, does anyone feel called to pray today? You do? Okay, you do a good job. Now, if any of you ever want to pray another Sunday, but you need a couple days to get ready, you just call me and let me know, okay? Because sometimes you're good at praying right on the spot, but some people like to get ready for it. Okay, ready, Uza?
Yeah. Dear God, please let us know the way to live a life, and we will know the instructions. Amen.
Amen. That was excellent. Thank you, Uza. And I look forward to learning how to play Old Maid. I can't believe I had that confused with Go Fish. It's been a while.